Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests. Welcome in. And the man of the moment is Police Commissioner Richard Ross, a cop's cop, and somebody we had on before talking about looking at this idea of allowing, is what it comes down to, the law to be violated, and apparently across the city. Commissioner Ross joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Commissioner, thank you very much for carving out some time to be with us.
Anytime for you, buddy.
Thank you. Well, Commissioner, you know, I know we talked about, you talked to the Vancouver people before, but this seems to be a different iteration of what's happening here in Philadelphia. I'm hearing sights. I debated someone this morning. Am I right about that?
Well, so let me, Dom, forgive me. Give me 15 seconds to just make sure I always clear the air. I am not pushing for these sites, and I told you that in our previous call. And so for me, the only thing that where I am in terms of the space that I occupy is a feeling relegated to saying, well, let me listen to your arguments. That's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, you know, let me, I've made it very clear to everybody who's written about this, I am not a proponent of this. However, I'm struggling with these lives being lost, but I am also struggling with the notion of how are we going to ever do this? I mean, it is illegal. It's illegal, and what are we asking the police officers to do? So I don't know if it'll even ever get off the ground, to be perfect. That's just my honest opinion.
Are you against it then for that reason? And here's the point.
I am struggling with it, Dom. Here's the thing. I did honestly go from being so vehemently opposed to it that you couldn't even begin to describe. And then, as I told you in our previous conversation, expecting my colleague to support that premise only to have him say, well, wait a minute, I was where you are. He said, but let me just tell you that you might be surprised. And so only being in the space right now to say, well, let me listen, and feeling like I'd be remiss if I don't open my ears, because that's where I was before. Not by any stretch of the imagination am I trying to convince anybody else.
No, I hear a guy struggling with this because I know
hear me struggling.
I know you as a cop, and I know how you've risen to be police commissioner by the all-out effort, intensity, and the intelligence that you bring to the job that is second to none. So I concede all that. But what I'm saying to you is I learned this morning in this debate what they're proposing, and they're pretty clear about this, is not just one site. I'm getting at the police control issue here, Commissioner. That's bad enough. But these would be, as I understand it, what they want are even tents at various places in the city. Community organizations come in. You really don't even know who's doing this stuff. Your cops would be put in, if that happens,
you'd be put in an untenable position.
Exactly.
That's just the bottom line. And so, Dom, just for the record, that is not exactly my understanding of what they're trying to do. So, and I don't profess to be all-knowing about it, but that is not what I understand. But even what it is that I understand, meaning some potential site, you know, maybe out of the way or something like that, but yet, you know, in the zone where people are most impacted, I'm still struggling to reconcile how do we do this in light of the fact that it is illegal.
Yep.
That, you know, we would be asking cops to potentially police differently. And the only thing I keep stressing is that I will always be 100% honest with you and with everybody in this department in this city, and even if that's to my detriment. So the only thing I am saying is going from being a non-starter to me, talking to my colleague and saying, okay, well, maybe it's me, so let me listen, doesn't mean that I'm saying I have moved the needle to the point where now I'm pushing for a safe injection sites, because I've been a cop for almost 29 years. And so just about everything about it I'm struggling with, you know, but I also have to reconcile that with 1,200 people and the number growing every year.
Sure.
And so I don't know how to do that. And I'm being blunt with you.
And I understand that. As a cop, you are not throwing aside. You get the broad meaning of public safety. And here's what one listener said, and I realize the downside of this, too. But if we're going to violate the law, we're taking a step that nobody else has. He said, why not a massive, even more massive police presence? You get people, do you have the ability that they go into mandatory drug treatment through a drug court, through something of that nature? I know you've moved heaven and earth with some of the things in Kensington. That would be a drastic step. Could you do that, and what would the repercussion of it be?
I think, and here's where that's a part a mental health expert conversation and part our conversation. The mental health part, I would think, is the notion that it is difficult to force someone into recovery who mm-hmm. doesn't want to be in a recovery. That's everything that has been explained to me, and I by no means am one of the pundits on that. I don't know. It only makes sense. But the flip side of it is trying to use our resources to rally folks who don't want to help. I'm talking about the police part of it. I don't know how we do that. Look, my struggle is twofold. It's a bit of a dichotomy because on the one hand, you know, it does cut down against everything that I believe in. But on the other hand, I'm like, man, I never thought we'd get 900 in 2016. I didn't think we'd get to 1,200 in 2017. Our rate is so much higher than every other city. So I'm literally, the internal struggle for me is what? Not necessarily this, but what?
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, and as public safety people, we can't throw our hands up and say, well, it ain't my problem.
Are there other people in the country, no place, and the more that someone dies, sadly, the more it gets out there nationally, we're told, that people want to come here for Kensington heroin or whatever the drug choice is.
You're exactly right.
Have you talked to other colleagues, though, that have gotten a handle on this by any other mechanism that you would throw into the public debate to have people take a look at?
The short answer is no.
Okay.
I was up in New York last year, and there were 200 chiefs. From mid-sized to large-sized city over this opioid mm-hmm. issue. And there are some who are trying to attack it from a criminal standpoint of the packaging that lends itself to, you know, people dying from a particular dose of narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the same conversation, I'm not necessarily talking about safe injection sites, but a lot of the same frustrations about what do we do, where do we go. There are smaller jurisdictions that, like one chief brought up something from a really, really small jurisdiction about, well, we know our people, we just go back out. And I said, well, you got to understand the dynamics in Philly. We not only have a city of 1.5 million people, but we have people from, you know, 5-county area and as far away as New York that come here to get our heroin. And so we would never know who everybody is from that approach. And I wasn't trying to throw shade on the chief, but I was just saying that works in a jurisdiction of 15,000 people, not in one with 1.5 million with people outside of Philadelphia who are drawn, as you said, to all this publicity about how pure our heroin is.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be happy, too, with what happened with the Eagles celebration, right? Overall, that order was maintained. People were able to celebrate. I don't know if you came up with the Crisco on the poles. My suggestion would be put it up higher.
Well, we're going to come up with something even a little better than Crisco this time.
Oh, you have something better.
I don't even think some folks were able to circumvent Crisco. I don't think they're going to be able to do what we do next. But in answer to your question, Dom, it goes to what I said to most of those officers out there that night and commanders. I mean, they once again demonstrate what it means to be a Philadelphia police officer, the level of professionalism in the face of, you know, some very difficult times, a lot of people. And fortunately, you know, 98% of the fans were law-abiding. They didn't cause any issues, and they represented Philadelphia well. You had a few who caused problems, but it is absolutely as a result of strong on-scene supervision, as well as, you know, just the patience and the tenacity of those police officers that are out there on that line day in and day out. Can't say enough about
it. It was outstanding. I mean, it controlled things but allowed celebration to happen. That's a tough thing to do.
Absolutely.
Hey, Commissioner, thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us again today.
My pleasure.
Anytime.
All right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.